Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good people. Good morning, beloved. Amen. I thank God for you being on. And if it wasn't for you, praise God, hallelujah, the audience, amen, I could not do what God has called me to do. We are truly in a season of evangelistic, you know, because we have to reach out to others, amen. And as I'm saying that, before I pray, you need to give the phone number to somebody else, amen, that somebody else can get blessed as well. Hallelujah. That's a part of evangelizing, amen, praise God. Don't keep it to yourself. Share the glory of God. Amen. This is the word. The word is not about the preacher. It's about the word of the Lord and what God is going to do in our lives. Amen. I have a good word for you today that God has put in my spirit, and I can't wait to get it out. So let me pray. Praise God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, we just come and we bless your holy name. We thank you for who you are in our lives, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. So, Father, I pray, God, yes, Holy Spirit, that you would touch each and every one on this line today, Father God, in the name of Jesus. God, I pray, Lord God, yes, Holy Spirit, that you would move by your mighty power, that you would speak to us today, God, yes, Holy Spirit. Put in my mouth what to say, God, and what not to say, Lord Jesus, because, hallelujah, God, I realize it's not about me, but it's about you, Father God, in the name of Jesus. So, God, I'm asking that you anoint your servant this morning, Father God. Yes, Holy Spirit, stir up every gift on the inside of me. Give me wisdom, give me knowledge, give me understanding that only you can give, oh God. And I pray, God, for every listener, God, I pray that the ears will be open today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, and the heart will be ready, Father God, in the name of Jesus. So, Father God, we just thank you this morning, God, for the word that's going forth today, the word, hallelujah, glory to God, that you have anointed for this day, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, so, Father, yes, Holy Spirit. So, we give you glory, we give you glory, we give you glory, God, today. And we bless your holy name. Yes, Father. Yes, Lord Jesus. And we say amen on today. So today, yes, Holy Ghost. God was dealing with me all this week. Amen. Praise God. And I want to share with you, we're going to go to Psalms. We're going to go to Psalms. We're going to go to Psalms, the third chapter. And the third verse. But I'm going to read the whole thing. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. That is our text for today. Psalms 3 and 3. But I want to read to you today. Amen. Praise God. Psalms 3. Lord, how they have increased who troubled me. Many are they who rise up against me. Many are they who say of me. There is no help for him in God. Come on, somebody. But you, O Lord, are a shield for me, my glory, and the one who lifts up my head. I cried to the Lord with my voice, and he heard me from his holy hill. I lay down and slept. I awoke. For the Lord sustained me. I will not be afraid of 10,000s of people who have set themselves against me all around. Arise, O Lord. Save me, O my God. For you have struck all my enemies on the cheekbone. You have broken the teeth of the ungodly. Salvation belongs to you. Salvation belongs to the Lord. Your blessing, come on somebody, your blessing is upon your people. Today, I want to start with straighten your crown. Come on somebody, hallelujah, Jesus. Straighten your crown today, amen, hallelujah. Let me just say this because here, David is finally trusting God for protection and peace. Come on, somebody. He's trusting God for protection and peace. this scripture, we find David felt like he was in the minority. As many as 10,000 soldiers may have been surrounding him at this time. Not only did David's enemies view life differently, they actively sought to harm him. Come on, somebody. As king, David could have trusted his army to defeat Absalom. Instead, he depended upon God's mercy. Therefore, he was at peace with whatever outcome occurred, knowing that God's great purpose would prevail. Somebody better hear me today. Praise God. God's great purpose will prevail. We can overcome fear by trusting God for protection in our darkest hour. David was not sitting on his throne in a place of power yet. Come on, somebody. He was running for his life, oh, come on, from his rebellious son, Absalom. Now, this is his own son, Absalom. Come on, somebody. And a host of traitors. When circumstances, come on, go against us, come on, I want you to hear me today. But David reminds us that the opposite is true. When everything seems to go wrong, God is still for us. If our circumstances have turned against you, hear me, don't blame God. Seek him. Come on, somebody. We understand, praise God, hallelujah. This is a time that David is running for his life. He has a son that came up against him. I don't have time to do a whole study right now, but I can come back, and if you need me to do a little study on it, I can help you along the way. But the Bible says, "But you, O Lord, are a shield about me, my glory, and the lifter up of my head." I want you to know today, praise God, that God wants you to lift up your head. Oh, come on, somebody. David wrote this beautiful song during one of the darkest seasons of his life. I don't know why God wants me to, because all week long, I don't know what nobody's going through, but I know what I'm going through. Praise God, hallelujah, glory to God. It is a prayer for God to deliver him from his many enemies. If you know much about David's history, then you know his ascent to the throne of Israel was filled with difficulty. However, the Lord fulfilled his promise to him. I want you to hear me in the Holy Ghost today. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to his name. No matter how much you are in the middle of your darkest hour, because in the midst of blessings come some dark places in our lives. I'll come on, somebody, but I want you to straighten your crown today. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And if it's crooked, you better straighten it up. Praise God. Hallelujah. And you better lift up your head, because the Bible said, lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be ye lifted up the everlasting doors, and allow the King of glory to come in. He said, who is the King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty. The Lord mighty in battle. Then he went on to say, lift up your head, O ye gates, and be ye lifted up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is the King of glory? The Lord of hosts. He is the King. King of glory. He is the lifter up of your head. Come on, somebody. Yes, Holy Spirit. The enemy wants you to walk down. Yes, Holy Ghost, with your head down. But I'm here to tell you today, straighten your crown and walk the way God wants you to walk. Know who you belong to. Know who the anointing is upon. Amen. Because the Bible says, amen, David went through a darkest time in his life. Praise God. He was running from his own son. Praise God. His own son built up an army against him. Because why? Let me tell you a little about Absalom. My God, I give you the glory. Absalom was full of pride and greed, and he wanted his own father's throne. He wanted the crown, praise God. He wanted to be on the place where David would be, praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. And we got to understand, praise God, yes, Holy Ghost. When God put a crown on you, you might not can't see that crown because it's an invisible crown, praise God. It's a crown of righteousness. And when God put that crown on you, praise God, the enemy will try to come after your crown. But I'm here to day to tell you to straighten that crown up and walk right before the Lord. Allow God to do what he wants to do in your life, praise God. Absalom, praise God. He was one of the good looking man, praise God, in Israel. The Bible says he was goody looking. Praise God. He was tall. He was built up, praise God. He had curly hair, praise God. Everybody looked on him like he was this beautiful person, but he was David's son, praise God. Hallelujah. The very curls up on his head, praise God, the one that got him in trouble at the end. If you read the whole story, even the curls, they said the curls were so heavy that he had to get them cut off every now and then, because I could imagine he had a head full of hair, praise God, black curly hair, praise God, tall in stature, nice looking man, praise God, and he was very charismatic. He was one that can build a crowd. He was one that can pull a crowd, amen, praise God, with his voice. Have you ever been around somebody, praise God, and you look at them, praise God, that's Holy Spirit, and you look at how they interact with people, praise God, yes, Holy Spirit, yes, God. Absalom was one of the ones, amen, that he can pull a crowd, amen, hallelujah, and he did pull that crowd, but God, somebody said, but God was the lifter up of David's head, praise God. Hear, hallelujah. Now, many years later, David's son Absalom wants his father's crown and mounts a rebellion to assassinate his own father. Come on. Betrayed and heartbroken, David is forced to flee to Jerusalem, the city of David. The Bible says in the Psalms is a plea for the Lord to save him from his rebellion army, praise God, the one that Absalom built up. Hallelujah, glory to God. I want to share Psalms 3:3 with you, the phrase, amen, because we can learn how to face dark season of our own lives by studying the example of the scripture of David. Is quite the example for the believers today to help us trust in the Lord with all our heart. And God says, trust in the Lord with all our heart. Lean not to our own understanding, but in all our ways acknowledge him. And what shall he do? He shall direct our path. Come on, somebody. I want to share that with you. Amen. The phrase, we learn how to face the dark seasons of our lives. Amen. You might not be going through a dark season right now, but this word will find you somewhere down the line. Amen. Studying the example of scripture, David is quite the example. Amen. And he can help us. Amen. Praise God. To trust in him. Praise God. Hallelujah. But you, O Lord. Immediately, David is going to tell us where his confidence is. David put all his confidence in him. Oh, come on, somebody. In the Lord, when I read the short verse, amen, praise God, it causes me to ask if my life is truly centered on the Lord's way. It should be. Amen, praise God. Is it truly at that way, praise God? Is my confidence solely in God and his sovereign ability, or is my confidence in myself and my own ability to work out my situation in my life? But David knew who to go to, praise God, hallelujah. Ah, yes, Holy Ghost. You might not see what God is doing yet. My God, I give you the glory. But people of God, Hamashiach, while you are in your darkest places, while you are waiting on God, my God, I give you the glory. Just seek the Lord with all your heart. God wants you to seek him, amen. Somebody say, fix your crown. Fix that crown today, praise God. Absalom was after the crown. My God, I give you the glory, my God. I thank you, Jesus. The enemy wants to destroy, amen, praise God. He wants to come in and take the crown that God has given you from your day, from, oh, yes, Holy Ghost, from day one, praise God. Yes, Holy Ghost. Where is your confidence? A good way to test is to notice when you pray to the Lord for his help and strength. Is God a daily dependence for you? Come on, somebody. Do you feel your need for Jesus every day? I don't know about you, but I need Jesus every day. I find it humorous when I hear unbelievers says religion is just a crutch for the weak people. The Bible, come on, somebody. My God, I give you the glory. I don't know about you, praise God, yes, Holy Spirit, but I'm holding on to the horns of the altar. Come on, somebody. Well, I will not call my relationship, and I would not call your relationship with the Lord a crutch. I admit my weakness sometimes, amen, to the Lord. Yes, glory to God. I would gladly confess how frail and feeble I am. Come on, somebody. But rather than saying the Lord is a crutch, I prefer David's description, praise God, in Psalms 18 and 2. He said, listen what the Lord, oh, come on, Hamashiach. David was somebody special. Glory to God, glory to God, glory to God. The Lord is my rock, he said, and my fortress, my deliverer, my God, my rock, and whom I take refuge. He is my shield, the horn of my salvation, my stronghold. Come on, somebody. My God, I give you the glory. Are we going to mimic, praise God, what God put before us, praise God? Are we just going to go and throw the crown to our enemy? I refuse to give that enemy my crown. I'm going to keep my crown, and every time he try to knock it over, I'm going to straighten it out again. I'm going to walk right before the Lord. My God, I give you the glory. You might have things coming at you right now, but straighten that crown. Straighten it up today, praise God. You might can't see it, but straighten it up today. My God, I give you the glory. All right, shield about me. Notice what David says in verse 1. Oh, Lord, how many are my foes? How many are my enemies? Many are rising up against me. Absalom had created an entire army against his father. Overwhelmed, David cries out to the Lord as he calculates how many are against him. Have you been in times you felt this way? Come on, somebody. And you might feel it that way, praise God, right now. Do you know the sharp pains of betrayal? Come on. Anybody know what I'm talking about? Anybody know that somebody can walk right beside you and love you to death, praise God, but they'll still turn around and betray you? Anybody know how that feels today? Glory to his name. It's a hurting feeling, praise God, when the very one that you think that you could trust betray you, praise God. Yes, Holy Ghost. And they look at you like nothing ain't wrong, praise God, but that's betrayal. It's a betrayal in the eyes of God. Rather than focusing on his enemy, David, and instead focus on the Lord. And that's where we got to be, praise God. No matter what the enemy is trying to do, we got to focus on the Lord Jesus Christ. After saying, but you, O Lord, he then reminds the Lord that he is the shield around about him. Oh, come on, somebody. I want you to know, praise God, if you walk in the midst of wolves, God is the shield around you. If you're in the den, praise God, God is the shield around you. Around you. If you're around somebody, praise God, that don't like you. Yes, Holy Ghost. God is the shield around you. You got to know the shield of God. My God, I give you glory. Because the Bible says he is our banner. He is the banner. Go on, somebody. Yes, Holy Ghost. What an interesting way to pray. David was a man of war. Come on. He was a man of war. He didn't take down. My God, I give you the glory. If I think about David, I have to laugh sometimes. Hallelujah, because I don't know what that man of God had to go through. But he left an example for us. Praise God. Yet, Corporal Shonda, he did not fall under pressure. He was a man of God. He was a man invisible metaphor for God's protection. Come on, you got to know the protection of God. We got to get down in the word of the Lord and find out what God is doing in our life, what kind of heavenly angels that's protecting us, what is shielding us. Come on, somebody. Do you realize that we face a far stronger army and enemy than Absalom? Come on. Our enemies is far greater and far more dangerous. Paul painted a vivid picture, a portrait. Amen. Praise God. In Ephesians 6 and 11 and 13, Paul says, listen what Paul says. He said, put on the whole armor of God. Come on, my God, I give you glory, that you may be able to stand against the schemes of the devil, the wiles of the devil. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against, oh, come on, somebody, against rulers, against authorities, against powers of the enemy over our present darkness. Come on, somebody, against spiritual forces and evil in heavenly places. Come on, somebody. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil days, and having done all to stand firm, he says. Yes, our enemy is fierce. He is strong, but the Lord promised us that he is the shield of defense. I want you to know that today, praise God, yes, Holy Ghost, that he is the shield of defense. He may be we may be surrounded by godless culture, and this is the time that we're living in, this present darkness, praise God. We may be bombarded by temptation, tested by trials, and pressed by the enemies, whose sole objective is to steal, kill, and destroy. But the Lord is our shield around about us. He has protected us from all evil sides, above and around and beneath it. Oh, come on, somebody. He is our shield. Somebody shout with me today, praise God. He is my shield. He is protecting me. He is my glory. My God, I give you the glory today. What did David mean when he called the Lord my glory? Woo! Yes, God. What did David mean when he called the Lord my glory? Can you and I say the same of the Lord? I believe that we can. It was the Lord who took David from a low place, a lowly place, a lowly shepherd boy, to the mighty King of Israel. Oh, yes, Holy Ghost. Do you remember David's story? The prophet Samuel came to David's house in 1 Samuel 16. When the prophet arrived, David's father, Jesse, lines up all his sons. David is missing because he is tending the sheep in the field. When Samuel examines his son, he has to ask Jesse if he had any other sons. Jesse, his own father, you might be in the field right now. Oh, come on, say, call that about Shanda. You might feel that God ain't seeing you. Come on, somebody. But somebody is getting ready to go get you out the field. My God, I give you the glory. That is a place, amen, that God is training you up. Oh, come on, somebody. That is a place that you might feel that somebody forgot about you. Oh, come on, somebody. Glory to God, glory to God. That's a place that you might feel that you're overworked, talked about, scandalized, all those things that's going on in your life. But I'm here to tell you, praise God, you are not forgotten. God knows where you're at. God knows where you stand. God knows what you need. God knows the ability in you. Come on, somebody. David was lowly. Come on, somebody. He was humble, praise God. He was a shepherd boy, but this shepherd boy knew the great shepherd. Oh, my. Come on, somebody. Glory to God. I'm getting excited up in here today, praise God. That little boy knew the shepherd. He knew who Jesus was. He knew who God was, praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. The Bible says, yes, Holy Ghost, we got to know, praise God. We got to get to know who we serve. We got to get to know all about him. Come on, somebody, just like when you start dating somebody, want to know what color they like. You want to know what they like to eat. You want to know, praise God, everything about them. But that's how God says, I want you to know about me. The same way you want to know about your lover. Come on, somebody, I give God the glory. Yes, Holy Ghost. The Bible says he was a humble man. Come on, he was a little shepherd boy. Glory to God. He was, oh, come on, somebody, I thank you, Jesus. He knew the great shepherd, y'all. He was able to pen, the Lord is my shepherd. Oh, come on, somebody. That's my favorite scripture. The Lord is my shepherd. Come on, somebody. I shall not want. David knew who God was, and he used the word to work the word in his life. Praise God. And I'm here to tell you today, praise God, you got to work the word. Know what the word say and know how to speak it over your life. All this week, praise God, I pray for many people. But this week, praise God, I pull myself to a stop. And I began to prophesy over myself. Come on, somebody. David knew, praise God, the Lord is my shepherd and I shall not want. When David appears before Samuel, the Lord confirms and shows Samuel that David is to be anointed as the next king of Israel. Come on, somebody. That did not mean that David was not going to go through something. Come on, somebody. You're going to pay for that crown. You're going to pay for that oil in your life, praise God. But know this, praise God. As the Lord says, I am the lifter up your voice. Oh, yes, Holy Spirit. I am the lifter up of your head, praise God. I will lift you up. It's the glory of God that's going to lift you up. Oh, yes, Holy Ghost. When David calls the Lord my glory, David is acknowledging that all he has comes from the Lord. Now, let me just say this, y'all. Everything, you ain't did nothing. Let me just say that. That house you in now, God gave it to you. The money that you got now, God gave it to you. The car that you got now, God gave. We got to give God back the glory. Too many times we want to take God's glory. But God wants you to know, praise God, the same way David says, David calls the Lord my glory. David is acknowledged that all he has comes from the Lord. God is the source of any honor or glory David possessed. Can you and I say the same thing? Yes, absolutely. We can say the same thing. Somebody say, Jesus is the lifter up of my head. Just as David's glory was that God chose him to be king, our glory is that God has chosen us to so great of a salvation. The Bible says, he tells us, praise God, so great of salvation. Consequently, he is able to save to the uttermost those who draw near to God through him, since he always lives to make intercession for them. That is Bible. Come on, somebody. No, the Bible says in Ephesians 1, 4, and 5, even as he chose us in him. Come on, somebody. I want you to hear what God is saying to us today. Even as he chose us in him, the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and blameless before him. In love, he predestined us for the adoption as the Son through Jesus Christ, according to the purpose of his will. It is the Lord's will that he draws near. Oh, come on, somebody, and we come near to him. Can we see how God is the glory because he has lifted us from the pit of sin into his kingdom? The Bible says in 1 Peter 2 and 9, it's very fitting. But you are a chosen people. Come on, somebody. A royal priesthood. A holy nation. God's special possession, that you may declare the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his wonderful light. And come on, somebody. My God, I give you the glory. The Bible says, and the lifter up my head. God is going to lift up your head. Come on, somebody, I give God the glory. We got to understand that God is the one. He is the one, praise God, that's going to bring us out with his strong hand. He is the one that's going to love on us. He is the one that's going to protect us. He is the one that's going to shield us. He is the one, amen, that's going to bring us to the place of glory. He is the one, praise God, yes, Holy Spirit, that's going to crown us with righteousness. He is the one that's going to bring us out of a dark place into his marvelous light. Come on, somebody say, I love the Lord. The Lord keep blessing me. Come on, somebody say, the Lord is keeping blessing me. The Lord is going to bless me from the crown of my head to the soles of my feet. He's going to put the crown of righteousness on me. Fix your crown today. Fix the crown today. He is the lifter up of your head. He was the lifter up of David's head. Yes, Holy Spirit. In David's darkest hour, in his darkest hour, when his own family came up against him, his own son came up against him, because he wanted that crown. He wanted the place of that throne. Come on, somebody. Somebody wants your crown today. But I'm here to tell you today, the Lord said, I will lift you up. I be the one, praise God. You're going to make it where God wants you to make it. Why? Because, yes, he is blessing you today. My God, I give you the glory. I'm going to go to a song, praise God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And I'll be right back to finish what God has given me. Come on and keep on praising him. Come on and lift him up, because he is the lifter up of your head.
Every day of my life, I get a new blessing. Well, the Lord sends new blessings my way, and he does it over and over and over again. Come on, y'all. Talking about the Lord now.
Keep on blessing me.
Keep on blessing me.
Over and over.
Hallelujah. He keep on blessing us, y'all. Amen. Hallelujah. I had a praise party by myself. Amen. I remember putting this song on Mount Carmel. Praise God. And I tell you, everybody was in the aisles. Amen. We gave God such a praise. Why? Because he keep on blessing us. Amen. Nobody but Jesus. Hallelujah. He is the lifter up of our head. Praise God. It took me back to the church with them fiery service. Amen. That we used to get in and give God the praises. Amen. Like we done lost our mind. Hallelujah. But it was the Lord that we was lifting up. Praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. So yes, yes, yes. He is the lifter up of my head. Lastly, David calls the Lord the lifter of my head. I want you to talk to yourself this week. Lord, you are the lifter up of my head. No matter what's going on around you, he is the lifter up of your head. This is one of my favorite phrases in the entire Bible. Yes, Holy Spirit. The phrase is often used in my own praying. Come on. Think of some sorrows that David felt as his own son tried to assassinate him. Come on, my God. Think of the shame that he felt leaving his own city to flee this new army that rose up against him. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. What is the natural posture of depression and sorrow? It is to lower our head. Come on. David penned in Psalms 38 and 6. I am bowed down greatly. I go mourning all day long. Come on, somebody. Do you know sin? Seasons like this, are you in a time of life that your head is down? God wants you to lift your head up today. He has blessings in store for you. Praise God. New platforms in store for you. New glory in store. Oh, yes, Holy Spirit. He gonna put new glory on you. Come on, my God, I thank you. I want to remind you that God is the God of all comfort. Yes, Holy Spirit. The Bible says in 2 Corinthians 1 and 3, it is the joy of the Lord is your strength. Come on, somebody say the joy of the Lord, because every time I go through something, I said, the Lord, you are the joy. You are my joy. Come on, you are the joy. You are the lifter of my head. We got to talk to ourselves in a time of darkness. Praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. It is the joy of the Lord. He is your strength. The Bible says in Nehemiah 8 and 10, God has the ability to lift your head. He will come to your rescue. Somebody say, God is coming to my rescue. He will not fail. He is the shield around about me. He knows how to deliver his people. He did it for Israel. He delivered them. He'll do it for you. Has he delivered you out of some things before? Think about the things that God has already delivered you out of. Come on, my God. But today, I want you to know that the Lord is the lifter up your head. We need to pray the same pattern David prayed, but you, oh Lord, you acknowledge God and that your faith and life are centered upon him, are the shield round about me. God is our protector. The Bible tells us in Psalms 5 and 11 says, but let all who take refuge in him, come on somebody, let all who take refuge in him rejoice. Let them ever sing for joy and spread your protection over them. And those who love you, come on, those who love your name may be exalted. God knows what he's doing, praise God. I don't know what you're going through today, but we need to pray, praise God. Pray to the Lord. My glory, it is a name, it's God's name, my glory. And I thought about that name this week, praise God. His reputation that is on the line. Everything that God spoke to you, I want you to hear me in the Holy Ghost today. Everything that God has spoke to you, every dream that God has given you, come on somebody, my God, I give you the glory. God's reputation is on the line, and that's why he's going to do what he say he's going to do. He got David, praise God, from one place. Yes, Holy Spirit, when he didn't have the crown, praise God, he got anointed by Samuel, but he had to go through a whole lot of stuff, and in the midst of God blessing him, He still had to go through some things. But while he was going through, God was purifying him for where he was getting ready to go. I want you to know today, praise God. I want you to fix your crown today, praise God. Don't give your crown to the enemy. Don't throw it back to him, praise God. You will not give up. You have to be a man and woman of war. Yes, Holy Spirit, the same way David was, praise God. Put your war clothes on to tell the devil you're not going to take my crown because God has already anointed me for my birth. Yes, Holy Spirit, and that's why the enemy fights you so hard. My God, I give you the glory. He wants you to throw in the towel, but I tell God today to throw the towel back to you. Praise God, yes, Holy Spirit, you will not give up. You will not give in, praise God, no matter what army rise up against you, praise God, no matter what's going on in your life. I decree and declare by the power of the blood of Jesus and the authority that he has given me that you will wear your crown. Oh, come on, beloved of God, straighten out your crown today, praise God, yes, Holy Spirit. God's reputation is on the line. He will come through, praise God. Somebody say, God is coming through, and he will give his glory. Oh, come on, somebody. And he will give you his glory. Lastly, praise God, the lifter of my head. Don't expect to stay in depression, oppression, praise God. The enemy wants you to walk around with your head down because what they're doing and what they're saying, how the things that they've done against you, the betrayal, all the things that you had to go through. But I want you to lift up your head today, saith the Lord thy God. The Lord will lift your head. He will deliver you swiftly. Somebody say it's going to be a swift move, a swift move. It's going to be swift, praise God. Look to him and call on him and trust in him with all your heart, saith the Lord thy God. Yes, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. Yes, the enemy wants the crown. But fix your crown. It might be crooked. It might be a little crooked. Oh, come on, somebody. But God wants you to fix your crown today. When I begin to look up, praise God, yes, Holy Spirit, whatever your darkest hour is, don't quit. And don't lean to your own understanding. God says glory, his glory, his glory. And I began to look up glory. The Hebrew word which is used for glory in the Old Testament has a simple meaning of heaviness or weight. It was used in everyday speech to express the worth of a person in the material sense, and then to express the idea of the importance, greatness, honor, splendor, and power, and so on. This is what God's going to do for his people. The weight of God's glory will take you through. The weight of God's glory will bring you through. You may be going through in your home today. You may be going through on your job. Oh, come on, Holy Ghost. You may be going through with your children. You may be going through, praise God, in your finances. You may be going through in your body. Maybe you had a friend or a family member to turn on you because of the oil, the anointing on your life. Fret not, saith the Lord. The weight of God's glory will overturn every demonic force. Oh, come on, somebody. You are lifted today. Somebody say, I'm lifted today because God said so. Come on, somebody. Know that God is moving by his Holy Spirit. Today, glory to his name. God wants to bless you in every avenue of your life. And yes, you may be in a dark place right now, praise God, that you don't know where to go and where to turn. But God says today, I am the lifter of your head. He's Jehovah Shalom. He is our peace. He is the one that will redeem you, amen, and cover you. He is your rear guard. He is the one that protects us. Ah, come on, somebody. But I want you to know, praise God, yes, Holy Spirit. We're going to go through to the time that we're going to leave this earth. But God wants you to know today, praise God, yes, Holy Spirit. No matter what you go through today from this day forward, know that God says, I am the one that will lift up your head. I shall put glory on my people. Fix your crown, everybody, today. Gosh, I thought it about Shanda. Can you imagine, praise God? I couldn't imagine what they had to go through, what David had to go through, but God vindicated him. Ah, come on, somebody. He wore that crown, praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. He did not quit, praise God. He might have ran for his life, praise God, and then he went into depression. Because of his son, his own son was the one that came up against him. But God already knew what was going to happen to him. It did not catch God by surprise. What you're going through today is not catching God by surprise, but he will deliver. Somebody say, he will deliver. That's the Holy Ghost, y'all. He will deliver. He will not let darkness cover you. Because he's going to pull back the curtain. He's going to let everybody know, praise God, everything was hidden. But the curtain got to be rolled back, praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. Somebody say, I'm getting ready to get a new chapter. Amen, praise God. And some of you, praise God, the book is finished. Praise God, and a new chapter is getting ready to start, saith the Lord thy God. Yes, Holy Ghost. Forget about the past hurt. Forget about what happened yesterday. But today, know that God is your vindicator. He is the one that's going to protect you. He is the one that's going to shield you. He is the one that's going to make a way. He is the one that's going to bless your children. He is the one that's going to do what he says he's going to do because his name is on the line. My God, I give you the glory. Know that you're greater, you're greater, you're greater is coming. I had to give God the glory because that song got in my spirit. God greater is coming to us. Yes, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus, and you shall see the glory, the weight of his glory in your life. So we thank God today, amen, for his word. I pray that you was blessed today, praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit, know that who you serve and who you belong to, you got to get out out that fleshly rim and get into the rim of the spirit and begin to call the hosts of angels that's assigned to you. You got to put your angels to work. Come on, somebody. Every day you get up, you say, Lord, I thank you because God said, I've given my angel charge over thee. So put your angels to work. Put your angels to work in your finances. Put your angels to work in your home. Put your angels to work on your job. Put your angels to work. Glory to God. I give you glory, God. Put them to work today. So we thank and praise God today for he being our protector. He is the shield upon our right hand. Come on, somebody. He will shield us, and he will get us to where we need to be, and he will set his glory upon us, and we will give him the glory back. You've been on the... Ah, yes, Holy Spirit. You've been with me today. Mount Carmel International Church, Sunday morning service with no other than the one and only, amen, Dr. Carolyn McNeil. If you'd like to be a blessing to this ministry, amen, you may do so. You may call me at 302-883-9799, and I can give you the information on how you can bless this ministry. Amen. Praise God. We honor you. We thank you for the ones that's been sowing into the ministry. Praise God. We want to keep the ministry going. We want to do some outreach. We want to do some many things for the kingdom of God. And with your help, we can do it. Praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. Let God be God in your life. Praise God. So we thank God for you, and you, for allowing me to come into your homes today. Praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. Know that God is for you. Ah, yes, Holy Ghost. God is for you. Amen. Praise God. So we thank God today. And I want to give God the glory for all the ones that's really been with me. Amen. From the beginning. Amen. And still with me. Amen. Praise God. And I want to give some shout out. I want to tell my husband, thank you. Amen. For being who he is in my life. Praise God. He is the pusher that God put in my life to push me to the next place in the Lord. Amen. So I thank God for him. Pastor Matthew, keeping it real, McNeil. And I want to thank God, amen, praise God, for Pastor Willa Mae Burgess. Ah, yes, Holy Spirit. Thank you for them. Thank you, praise God, for Elder Johnny Burgess, amen, and Pastor Waters and all the ones that's listening. Come on, let me know who's listening out there. I want to give you a shout out too, praise God. You are not forgotten. Know that God loves you, praise God. Under the sound of my voice, everyone that's listening from now, amen, and later on, praise God, God loves you and so do I, praise God. Let me pray out. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I give you glory. I give you glory. I give you glory. Father, we just thank you, Lord God, for what you're doing in our lives, God. We thank you for the uplifting of our head, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God. Yes, Holy Spirit. Yes, God, because yes, you are the lifter of our head, Father God, in the name of Jesus. God, you are our shield on the right hand. Yes, Holy Spirit. And Father God, I pray right now, God, that you'll continue to move in the lives of your people, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, yes, Holy Spirit, you are our great reward, oh God. Yes, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. And we give you the glory, Father God, in the name of Jesus. God, if there's any, God, yes, Holy Ghost, sick among us, God, I ask that you, God, anoint them right now, God. And I will pray the prayer of faith over them, Father God, in the name of Jesus. I pray, God, that you will heal and touch the bodies right now. God, heal, 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 God. Yes, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. God, take all sickness. Yes, God, all diseases, God, in the name of Jesus. I speak to that tumor right now in the name of Jesus. And I call you out by the blood of Jesus that you are to be dismantled right now and crushed and burned by the fire of the Holy Ghost, that you will not return no more in the name of Jesus. God, I thank you. God, I thank you right now, God, that you are touching bodies right now. I hear you, Holy Ghost. You are touching bodies right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And Father God, if any lacking in finances, God, I pray right now, God, that you will open up the door to finances, God, that your people, God, can be the head and not the tail, to be the lender and not the borrow, be above and not beneath, Father God, in the name of Jesus. God, I decree, God, you said if I decree a thing, it shall be established, and a light shall shine up in his way, Father God, in the name of Jesus. I decree and declare they are blessed, they are blessed above measures, in the name of Jesus, spiritually, financially, mentally, spiritually, and matrimonially, God, in the name of Jesus. And I give you the glory, I give you the glory, I give you the glory. Now unto him that is able to keep us from falling, present us faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory, majesty, dominion, and power. Let the church say amen. Let the church say amen. Let the church say amen, 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 and amen. With that being said, thank you all, amen, for coming on today. May God bless you and increase you on this week. Text me. Let me know how you enjoyed the show. I'm going to start bringing some of y'all on so y'all can talk to me. Amen. Praise God. Have a blessed Sunday and a week ahead. This is a song for you. Praise God. God bless you.
An olive has to go through three stages for its oil to run. It has to go through the shaking, the beating, and the pressing. And just like the olive, some of you may have felt like you go through the shaking, the beating, and the pressing. You went through all of that for your oil to flow. Now your greater is coming.
If it had not been for the shaking, I never would have been ready for the making. No. If it had not been for the beating, I would have never knew how anointed I would be. Oh yeah. If it had not been for the pressing, I wouldn't be able to walk into my destiny. He's preparing me, preparing me, preparing me for greater. I feel a shaking in the spirit. in the spirit. Happy. I'm rushing in the spirit. Prepare.